running down that endless track. If I had to do it, I would do it again.
Dance Horizons is holding a dance-a-thon fundraiser on January the 19th, 2014, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the UBC sub-ballroom. This event is planned in order to help Dance Horizons in providing affordable dance classes and creating a welcoming dance community for everyone. Also, part of the proceeds will go to the UBC Red Cross to support children of war. This is sponsored by CITR.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Kashka, the new project from Kat Burns of Forest City Lovers, presents her brand new album, Bound.
We can't believe how far we have come.
Bound is available on iTunes and Bandcamp now. Visit KashkaMusic.com to watch videos and learn more.
Good afternoon. You're listening right now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Student Special Hour every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. My name is Eleanor Waring, and I am one of your hosts. I am joined by my friend Jade today. How's it going, Jade?
Pretty good.
She's helping me out. We have a fantastic show lined up for you today. Lots going on. In the studio right now as well are a couple of guests from the UBC Players Club. I have Jason and Keenan. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. UBC Players Club, if you could give our listeners a little bit of a breakdown about the club and what your roles are, that would be great.
All right, so like Eleanor said, my name is Jason. I'm the artistic director for our main stage production this term. We are doing something called Festival Dionysia, and it is one of the two main stage productions that the student-run theater company on campus does per year.
Nice, nice.
And I'm Keenan. I'm the member liaison and one of the bookings reps for the club.
Cool. How did you guys get involved with the UBC Players Club?
Oh, well, I just happened to stumble upon this club on Clubs Day during my first year.
Nice.
I was really big in theater on high school, and when I found this club, I was drawn into it immediately to get my theater fix for university.
Yeah, definitely.
And when I first started out at UBC, I auditioned for a couple of their shows. Then I started becoming more involved with the club, going to some of their events, and then acting in some of their shows. And then for this year, I decided to become more involved and actually help out.
Cool. Yeah, something we were talking about before the show a little bit is how I did theater myself in high school, too. And it's hard when you come to school if you're not in the theater program. So it feels a little daunting to get involved, mm-hmm. or you're not sure how to get involved. So, do you want to let us know a little bit more about the festival that you guys have coming up?
Yeah, for sure. So Festival Dionysia is sort of like a fringe festival where this year we're going to have 6 one-act plays. 3 of them are written by UBC students, 3 of them are published works, and they're all going to be performed from February 26th to March 2nd in the Dorothy Somerset Studios. And we will be having auditions soon, and yeah, we're going to have some UBC students directing the plays, so it's going to be a really good time.
Nice. For the auditions, how is that process working?
So the auditions are going to be happening this Friday and Saturday, on Friday from 4 to 9 and on Saturday from 10 to 6. All you need to do to sign up for an audition is check out our Facebook page. We have links there where you can email us. And you just need to let us know your name, your phone number, send us a clear profile photo so that we know what you look like. And if you have any relevant theater experience, let us know as well. Cool. And we can set you up.
And the email address that you send it to is dionysiafestival@ubcplayersclub.com.
Cool. So that's dionysiafestival@ubcplayersclub.com. And for those of you who don't know how to spell that, like I do not and had to ask.
That would be D-I-O-N-Y-S-I-A.
Awesome.
It's based on the Festival Dionysia Festival from ancient Greece.
Yeah.
Where theater was first performed.
Nice.
What if you're a little stage shy? Like, how can you get involved other than, acting on stage and everything like that?
Well, yeah, of course. Actors are not the only part of any show. The crew is just as important. So if you're interested in doing some technical work or you want to get a little taste of stage managing or costumes or makeup, all of those positions are available. If you want to get involved in any of those capacities, again, check out our Facebook page, send us an email, and we'll definitely be able to set you up with one of those roles and help you get involved.
That's awesome. Another thing that we're talking about was that the festival and the auditions, they're definitely supposed to be tailored towards people who like a whole range of people, right? So you have people who have lots of theater experience and then maybe some people who have none at all and they're really interested to try, right?
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the people that we have in the club are our students who were who did a lot of theater in high school,
mm-hmm.
but now they're pursuing other careers, so they don't have time to pursue a theater degree or take theater classes. So it definitely offers an opportunity for people to still still do theater if it's something that they're enthusiastic about.
Definitely.
And at the same time, for theater students, it allows still it's another option for them to do more theater because you can always do more.
No such thing as too much theater.
And actually working on Festival Dionysia in specific, you're not just going to be able to work with the UBC community. We also advertise to everyone in Vancouver, and we have a lot of people who come to the auditions that are just actors in Vancouver. They don't necessarily go to UBC.
Cool.
So you get to interact with a lot of different people in the community, and that's just another benefit to hooking up with us.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Vancouver is such an incredible arts community in general, theater especially, and it can definitely, it seems daunting to me. Like, I've never even tried to crack into it, but I can imagine that it would be intimidating. So that's really awesome. You mentioned that you guys have the Players Club does some other things besides all of the amazing stuff that you've already talked about. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, well, one of the other things that we do is for people like yourself, Eleanor, you're a little bit intimidated by the thought of acting and whatnot. Well, we also hold things like workshops, acting workshops that just help you, get some confidence and give you some tips on acting and having a good audition. And coincidentally, we are having an acting workshop tonight.
Nice.
That's going to be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the BC Binning Studio, room 128. And it is going to be led by a seasoned actor from the Vancouver region. His name is Stephen James. He's acted in a bunch of shows, a bunch of TV things as well. And if you want to find out more about that, again, just check out our website, www.ubcplayersclub.com, or check us out on Facebook.
Nice.
Awesome.
We can all brush up on our acting skills.
Yeah, definitely. The acting workshop is probably the most fun sounding workshop that there is. Mm-hmm. That's really fantastic. Do you guys have anything else that you want to add about the auditions, the club, just getting involved in general?
This is a club that's really open to everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah, we say there's no experience required, just enthusiasm.
Nice. All right, well, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I'm really excited to check out the festival, and I hope that the auditions go well. to those of you listening who are thinking of auditioning or not sure, you should do it. I'm sure it'll be one of the best experiences that you have at UBC.
Definitely.
Start something new. If you've never done any acting before, you haven't done it in a long time, this could be the beginning of something great. So, yeah, that's Festival Dionysia, and that's from
February 26th to March 2nd in the Dorothy Somerset Studios.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we are going to get back to a little bit of music before I have some more guests on the show. It's a busy, busy day today. The track that I opened the show with this afternoon is by The War on Drugs, and that was called Red Eyes off of their upcoming album Lost in the Dream. And that'll be out on Secretly Canadian Records, I believe, in March, but I'm not 100% sure, so you should double check that. Coming up next, we have a song by the Backhomes, who I saw play at the Railway Club last night, along with another couple West Coast bands, and I will talk about that a little bit after I play this song. It's called Going Home, and the album is called Only Friend. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Was the track Love or Heaven Knows by Sleuth off of their album Heaven Knows Love Goes On. And I saw them last night at the Railway Club along with the band The Back Homes, whose it was their The Back Homes unofficial cassette release. That song that I played by them was called Going Home off of their new album Only Friend, which we just got the vinyl into the station today too, and it's bright blue and very pretty. So if you're into colored vinyl, I would recommend picking that up. Yeah, it was a really great show. The Back Homes is a duo from the West Coast, a lady and a gentleman, and it was really nice, kind of ambient. They busted out a harmonica and a harmonica holder, which I also looked up the word for a harmonica holder today, and I thought there'd be like a actual cool word for it, and there wasn't. It's just called a harmonica holder. But anyways, they played harmonica. It was awesome. Zen Mystery Fog were also there. They were fantastic as per usual. Yeah, so that was really a fun little way to spend a Monday night. Check out the Back Homes. So moving right along, I have my second set of guests in for the student special hour today. I have Ashley from the Sexual Assault Support Center. Thank you. Always screw that one up. And
Camille.
Thank you. From the Terry Project at UBC. And they're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that's happening at UBC this weekend, this whole month, I believe. So, yeah, Ashley, take it away.
Okay. So there's a lot of fun events happening for Sexual Assault Support Month. First off, tomorrow is Denim Day. So I encourage you all to rock out your denim tomorrow to support raising awareness of sexual assault. We're going to be boothing in the sub from 11 till 3. Nice. So even if you don't have any denim tomorrow, we do have some little buttons that you can stop by and pick up.
Nice.
This coming Thursday, we're doing an event for Bar Talks, which Camille is going to talk a little bit more about, which is going to discuss rape culture a year in review. And that's going to take place in the gallery lounge around 6 p.m. So you should come out to that, grab a beer and have some conversations about the last year.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a ton of other events that are happening for SAM, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, too many to name. So what I would suggest is if you like our Facebook page, which is AMS Sexual Assault Support Center, you can check out the blog posts there to see the other fun events that are happening.
Cool, cool. So Sexual Assault Awareness Month, that is something UBC, you guys started here at UBC, right? Or is that happening in other, like, universities? Or is it just something that started, like, here?
I believe other universities do similar variations of either Sexual Assault Awareness Month or Sexual Assault Awareness Week. I know Langara does one. Yeah, so for us specifically, January is the month that we decide to do Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's been running for a number of years now. It's made up of various university organizations, so like the Sexual Assault Support Center, Access and Diversity, various student groups who kind of form a committee to discuss what themes and what issues you want to talk about this month.
Cool, cool. Mm-hmm. For those of you that haven't visited it before, I would recommend checking out the support center. It's on the second floor of the sub. What's the room number there?
So we're at room 249M. It's kind of close to the admin offices through the glass doors.
Cool, cool, yeah. And I think, what are your hours, like 9:30 to 4 or?
So we operate Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 in terms of our support services, advocacy and victim services. But we do a lot of events. We're here often in the evenings and the weekends.
Definitely.
So there's always opportunities to connect with staff, whether it be for support or just events in general. So
getting involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, there's definitely going to be a lot to talk about this month, I think, and all the stuff that you guys are doing based off of the very interesting year that UBC has had. So I think that kind of gets into what Camille is here to chat with us about.
Hi.
Yeah, so Bar Talk, that's happening on Thursday. And what, for those people listening that don't know, what is Bar Talk and who is it put on by?
Yeah, so I better start with introducing the TED Project, which is a cross-faculty program that we have at UBC. So our goal is to bring together students from the arts and the sciences and let them solve, you know, complex, important problems. And in that spirit, we have the Bar Talks, which was started by Gordon Caddick last year, which is an informal space where we bring together academics, leading experts, and students, and create an environment where they can talk about important and pressing issues.
Nice.
And what are some of those issues then?
So we tend to dabble with more controversial issues too, and we had a Bar Talk on Christianity last month. And we had one on the U.S. election in 2012, which turned out to be our most popular Bar Talk ever. We had an overflow crowd. And this one that we are doing on Thursday, it's going to be really important considering the events that took place last semester.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the Frosh Week chants and the sexual assaults on campus. So we hope to create a space where people can talk about, you know, what they think about should happen.
Awesome.
Nice. So what can somebody coming to the Bar Talk on Thursday expect to kind of see or take part in? Mm-hmm.
So the basic format of the Bar Talk is that we're going to have a brief introduction where the panelists are going to be introducing themselves. And then we're gonna have we're gonna open up the floor for Q&A basically. So if you have questions that you want to ask, you're welcome to certainly come and take part.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I attended one last semester. It was the one before the talk on Christianity, and I'm trying to remember. It was about mental health, I think.
Yeah, mental health.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Kind of some of the different questions that people in the crowd posed, and just seeing the discussion that arose from that. So.
Yeah. So we basically let the audience control the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you have something that you always wanted to ask, you know, one of our panelists, just you can come and ask them.
Who do you know off the top of your head the panelists that you guys have coming?
Yes,
on Thursday?
We have Lucia Lorenzi, who was one of our TED Talk speakers last semester.
Nice.
And she's a fourth year PhD student in English, I
cool.
believe. And then we have Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then we have a professor from the UBC Department of Sociology.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. We also have Jara Hodge. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear me. We also have Jara Hodge, who's a part of Women in the Media as well. I think with the event, we're really having a look at the media specifically, as well as events that have taken place on campus over the year, just to see representations of sexual violence and women within the media and just how that shapes campus culture.
Definitely, definitely. Well, yeah, like I said, I don't think there's a better time than now to kind of have this. And hopefully the conversation will be constructive and just good. Yeah. So, yeah, Bar Talk, Thursday night. You should definitely check it out. And the Terry Project does a lot of different stuff at UBC's campus as well. They also have their course, ASIC 200.
Yeah.
I took that personally last year. It's arts credit for science students and a science credit for art students. One of the best classes that I've taken here at UBC. So if you're into the cross-disciplinary discussion and kind of getting to experience a range of opinions, as well as the excellent, excellent lectures from Alan Sens and Dave Ng, I would really, really recommend taking that class. And of course, we have the Terry Project podcast here that plays at CITR. So it's another way that you can check it out. Anything that I missed?
Well, we do invite people to go and like our Facebook page.
Nice.
And certainly invite your friends to come to the Bar Talk on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have a lot of people, that means the discussion is going to be that much better.
Definitely.
So invite your friends, like our Facebook page, and visit our website.
Great. Great. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we get back to some music?
So we're going to be live tweeting the Bar Talk.
Cool.
So the address is twitter.com/TerryUBC.
Awesome.
And you can follow along the discussion. And if you have any questions and you can't actually come to the Bar Talk, feel free to send us a tweet.
Awesome. You guys also record the Bar Talk as well,
yes,
right?
And it's going to air as a podcast.
Perfect, perfect. So if you kind of want to have a listen to maybe some of the past ones to get a feel for what it's going to sound like or how it goes, you can find those, I believe, on the Terry website as well as on CITR's website under programs on the Terry Project. Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in. We're going to play some more music now, and I may get Jade to help me out on the boards here. So, yeah. This track I'm going to play for you guys is by Frankie Rose, and it's called Sorrow. Enjoy. All right, we're back. That song that you just listened to was a song by the band Cosmonauts, and that was called Use Your Hair Like a Weapon off of their album Persona Non Grata. And Cosmonauts, I believe, are playing the Burgerama show I was talking about last week. They're also playing in Vancouver at the Electric Owl at the end of the month. So if you like that track, you should go check them out. Before that, it was a new song by the Dum Dum Girls called Rimbaud Eyes. And that's off of their upcoming album, Too True, out in March. Before that, it was a song by Frankie Rose off of her album Here in Wild. And that song was called...
Sorrow.
Sorrow, thank you. We've got Jade in the studio helping me out with the student special hour today.
Learning the ropes.
Yeah, so I'm not all on my own. She's doing awesome. Do you want to tell everybody what we're going to listen to next?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to be hearing Black Hair by Wooden Horsemen from their self-proclaimed album, Wooden Horsemen. So here we go.
Coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. 'Cause I'm a Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30pm on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm stranded on my own.
We're back. The track you just heard is called Black Hair by the band Wooden Horsemen, who will be playing at the Biltmore this Saturday, I believe. Maybe the Media Club. Maybe the Biltmore. It's one of the two. It's an EP release, and they're also playing with The Lion, the Bear, and the Fox. So yeah, you should check that out. I believe we're actually giving a pair of tickets away to that, so if you want to keep your ears on CITR 101.9 FM and for a chance to win those tickets, and also check us out on Facebook, CITR Radio, and Twitter. Yeah, this is the Student Special Hour every Tuesday from 1 to 2. Stay tuned for the upcoming program, Give 'em the Boot. It's going to be a good one. And thanks so much to Jade for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Eleanor, for having me.
Yeah.
Teaching me.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher.
Next week, we'll have somebody from the Carl Sagan Association in to talk about their upcoming art gallery and lots of other fantastic stuff coming up on the Student Special Hour this year. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.